Good morning, Super Troopers. Man at Big Tower. What a good thing it is that my attention span lasts more than 10 seconds, you know? Or can do. God, I'm just flashing back into a song. Because when I wake up in the morning light, I pull on my jeans and I feel alright. I pull my blue jeans on, I pull my old blue jeans on. I can sort of remember the general sort of rhythm, but not much else, you know? Because it was a long time ago. Well, yeah, I'm having to do some things that are a little bit on the sane side instead of hysterical. Oh my God, drama, 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 you know. And who me? Yeah, fuck yeah. You see, you get, my God, there's been a bit of fat shaming. Ah! You're a fat cunt. Ah! That's like, you know, I'll stomp your fucking ass, you prick, you know? Just a fucking idiot, you know? I came out with someone's built a flying machine. Sort of like the bit that surrounds you is like an extremely thin-shelled carbon fiber Formula One racing car sort of body. God. And, it's got 8 motors. Two on each sort of corner, sort of thing, so to speak, you know. And, So I asked some questions, like, you know, what's its weight capacity, and like maximum sort of weight, and what's the sort of flight time per kilo of weight, you know, of onboard sort of load, you know, and, it's designed with a certain amount of weight in mind, and there's an upper limit to that. And, you know, if you've got, say, a person who weighs, say, a thin, weedy sort of person, short, thin, weedy sort of person that weighs, say, 50 kilos, you know, how much sort of flight time can you get from that versus, say, someone who weighs, say, 75 kilos versus 100 kilos, you know? 420 kilos, you know? And so some smart cunt just shoots back with, they don't put it in the big seat, you know? And, and I'm thinking in terms of the ratio between the flight time and the weight carried, you know? And versus the upper load limit, you know? If at a full load it has, say 100 kilos, say it has a flight time of, say, maybe 15 minutes, but with, say, someone who has a 50 kilo body weight, it will have, say, an upper flight time of, say, 25 minutes or 30 minutes, you know? I'm interested in sort of mentally sort of graphing this out rather, you know? And so, you know, the stupid cunt who's making the smart-ass remarks was, saying, oh, there's no space in there for a big fat cunt like you, you know. And, they're just being a fucking retarded asshole, you know. So I just opened fire on them, you know. I just said, well, you know, obviously, you're just a fucking smart cunt, you know. You got no idea of aeronautical engineering, maths, calculus, you know. aerospace systems, you know, how this thing works, what it's designed to do, all this other sort of shit. And you're the sort of cunt that'll sit in the class and disrupt the class and then wonder why everybody in the class will turn on you and kick your fucking teeth in, you know? You know, they're turning up to class, because I was in one engineering class and materials sciences, you know, and I had a really fucking good teacher, and he was, part of his stuff was that he was into developing explosive armor penetrating type gear, you know, this is the full sort of thing. And you know, he showed, he had a block of steel that was, say, you know, it had been cut down and sectioned and all this sort of stuff, but it was, say, like 12 inches wide, you know, or 30 centimetres wide, and they'd put a small shape charge on it, and they'd showed how the jet had just punched a neat tapered little cone straight into the fucking, straight into the steel, you know. And you know, so he knew a lot, you know what I mean? Doesn't mean you're a fucking, if you make shape charges and punch holes in armor plate, it doesn't make you any particularly fucking brighter than someone who can make a decent chocolate cake. You know, you gotta have fucking brains for either way. But you know, he was a very good teacher, and there was a cunt in the class that every time the teacher's back was going, he'd go, you know, and make fucking noises like that. And, you know, we students respected this teacher, and we really appreciated the time, you know, that he put in for us, you know. And we were turning up after work of our own volition to attend these classes, and we were paying for the time to be in the classes, and we're paying for this teacher's wages, you know. And this cunt was in there being a fucking smart ass, you know. And I just turned to him, you know, he carried on enough, or more than enough, and I said, I've had a fucking gutful of this guy. And I said, look, you know, we're coming here because we want to fucking learn. If you want to disrupt the class, well, you know, I'm going to put a fucking end to it. You either shut the fuck up and leave this guy alone and stop bothering the rest of the fucking class, you know, or you're going to be fucking leaving the class. Or, you know, like, I'll assist you in fucking exiting the room, you know. And I just took the same fucking, you know, same approach to this fucking arsehole online, you know. He thinks he's being a smart ass and a troll, you know, being a fucking A-grade troll. And to me, he's just a fucking smart cunt with a big mouth, and that's about all he's got. Because he won't study, he just likes to disrupt the fucking forum, and he thinks he's taking a swipe at me, and I'm going to get, oh my God, he's calling me fat, he's fat shaming me, oh my God, oh fuck, you know? You know? And I just fucking, I'll put, you know, a smile, I'll just put your arms or my hands around your neck and twist your fucking head off, you know? And, you know, just showed up, you know, the deficiencies, you know, my assets, and I showed up his deficiencies, and, you know, in front of everybody. So, you know, fuck him, you know. You know, you don't concede shit. You don't concede anything to fucking idiots and assholes, you know. And, yeah, so that was really good. And I just put my hand up. I'm going to make lots of short videos. Rather than putting in, say, 2 hours of video, I'll put in, say, I'll chop out all the best bits and put in, say, 3 or 4 10-minute videos, you know. So that's how you fucking deal with cunts like that. You don't go, oh my God, he's calling me fat, how dare you, fuck, Well, you know, all the fucking dumb cunts, they think they're smart, but all they are is just disruptive idiots. They're not sort of playing fucking intelligence, you know, as in, well, what's the flight loading and what's the maximum loading of this vehicle, and, you know, is it tilt type things that keep it fucking stabilised, or is it sort of accelerometers, or is it fucking, what, how does this thing sort of keep level, you know, and, you know, say, because there's what, two motors on each corner, there's an upper propeller and a lower propeller and a motor to drive it, and that's the sort of thing about redundancy, you know what I mean? So that if one motor fails, you might not have a lot of fucking get up and go power, but you'll have enough to come in sort of slowly. You'll have enough lift on one, remaining on one corner to come in slowly, you know? And so you don't die. So these are these sorts of things, you know? And I think it's better to sort of go find out about this stuff and make an honest appraisal and ask questions than it is to be a fucking smart cunt shooting down other people who are asking the fucking smart questions because you're too much of a fucking dumb cunt yourself, you know? So, yeah. Well,